making a note here. And so there's a lot of discussion about it. Lots of folks don't trust what the Father Messiah, the false prophet, is telling us about it, Barack Obama, because most Americans know now that he is not an honest man. He's not an honest man, so people are not believing him, and I can understand why. I want you to know that this is his last term in office, the fall of Messiah, so don't worry. There is great concern that because of the killing of Bin Laden, Obama will be reelected, but don't worry, it's not going to happen. I have with me the executive director of CARE Philadelphia. It's the Council on American Islamic Relations, Moeen Khawaja. And he's going to give us an insight as to how CARE is feeling about this. Moeen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I appreciate you being here. What's your personal feelings about the death of Bin Laden?
Well, I personally felt relieved that a person who was a danger, such a great danger to America and the world even, has been eliminated and removed as a threat to our world. So it definitely came as a relief.
Was Osama bin Laden an evil man?
Of course, he certainly was, and to have evil of that nature removed from the world is good news for all of us.
And were you surprised? Was CARE surprised that Obama gave bin Laden a proper burial, and should he have done that?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I wasn't necessarily surprised, but it was strange. Like, one, to call it an Islamic burial was strange, because obviously, I don't know of any religion that buries at sea, and certainly Islam is not one of them. And two, as an American, I think it's it might have done good for us to show the world that, hey, even for our greatest enemy, we treat that person's body with some degree of respect. We don't chop it up into pieces and parade it around, as maybe some other folks might have done to their enemies. So I think it made America come on top. But that's still a tough thing. I guess we'll have to see as time goes on how people feel about it.
When you say it put America on top, and I guess in the arms of, in the eyes of the Islamic Nation, they still are protesting us, and they are angry at what took place.
Yeah, sure. I mean, certainly some people in Pakistan and Afghanistan are, but mind you, those are two countries. The Muslim world is huge. It goes from Africa to the Middle East to Asia, all the way to Indonesia. And if you look at the majority of those nations, they have applauded the United States for taking that action.
What should happen now to Pakistan? Should we still support them? Should we give them money? Or should we abandon them at this point?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. It's a tricky situation because we still have our troops in Afghanistan. And as you know, Afghanistan is landlocked. There's
right.
No route. There's no way to get there from the sea or anything. We have to go through, because next to the west of it is Iran. And Iran certainly not helping us. So the only country that has helped us was supplies. I mean, all the supplies, food, everything for our troops to Afghanistan comes through Pakistan. So if you think about it, they've actually been very generous with that and allowing us to do that. But they're totally embarrassed. I mean, they had, as everyone's coming to find out, he was in a major town very close to the capital for quite some time. So they're embarrassed, but it's important for us to not forget that they were also on our side, and they also suffered many terrorist attacks. They also lost troops. They in fact, Pakistani intelligence, in fact, was the one that captured Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the actual mastermind behind 9/11. And through that arrest, they have found the guys that led to bin Laden. So it's complicated. And so we'll see in the coming weeks how the relationship between the United States and Pakistan evolves.
Obama, and I'm sure you agree with this, Kara agrees with me on this, Obama is a very weak leader. When he first came into office or went into office as president, he went around the world apologizing and denouncing the power of America. He said that we are not a Judeo-Christian nation. And as a result of that, all hell has broken loose, and we are in trouble now like never before. Do you think that Obama is capable of handling the situation in Pakistan? Because he doesn't have any backbone at all.
Well, one, I'd have to tell you, CARE does not take political positions because we can't. We just encourage people to vote and participate. So I can't endorse or condemn Obama. But if you look at his actions, I'm not sure many people would agree with you in calling him weak when he made the decision to go inside another sovereign country and really take out bin Laden. That was something that Bush didn't do when we probably knew he was in Pakistan the whole time. So I think it takes a little strength and courage to make that decision, and that's made Obama look actually very strong. I think most of the world is realizing, hey, if we harbor terrorists, we might get some Navy SEAL teams coming down on our rooftops. So,
well,
I think that was a courageous action.
It's being reported that Obama really didn't want to get this guy, just that the military knew about it. And he was afraid that the word would get out, and he's desperate at this point of being reelected. So his hands were tied. He had to do it.
Look, I'm not an Obama campaign manager, so I'm not here to blindly defend him either. But I do think the fact is he made that choice. He made that decision. That's a fact that we all know. And I think we could give him, at the very least, some credit, because he did start that operation. He made it a priority last year to get Osama bin Laden, and I think the world was safer for it.
Should Obama have given President Bush credit for this as well? Because it was the Bush policies that allowed Obama to get it, to get bin Laden. Obama really didn't have a lot to do with it. He made the decision, of course, but it was the Bush policies that made this possible. Instead of saying I, in the announcement of the death of bin Laden, Obama should have given President Bush some credit for that as well?
Well, I mean, you'd have to present to me which Bush policies assisted in this. Because if you will, here's what I'm thinking.
Hold that thought for me. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish.
With an IRN USA Business News Update, I'm Mark Thomas. Italian automaker Fiat could own more than 70% of Chrysler Group within a year once it repays its government loans and exercises other options. Chrysler spelled out the terms of Fiat's ownership in a filing Monday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Fiat announced last month that it would pay $1.3 billion to increase its stake in Chrysler to 46%. Fiat expects to have a 51% stake by the end of this year, which would allow it to appoint a majority to Chrysler's board. In the filing, Chrysler said Fiat may also acquire the U.S. government's 8.6% stake in a 12-month period following the repayment of government loans. Chrysler is expected to repay those loans in the second quarter. With an IRN, USA Business News Update, I'm Mark Thomas.
I was doing some household chores and threw my back out, and it's never been the same.
I have this old sports injury, and I'm still suffering from excruciating back pain.
After a day hunched over the computer, my shoulders and neck are twisted in knots.
Are you experiencing debilitating back pain? Can't turn your neck from side to side? Shoulders tied up in knots? SpineDoc's patented system of curves relieves back pain and helps tight neck and shoulder muscles. Simply lie on SpineDoc for 5 to 10 minutes and you'll experience a gentle stretch and spine alignment that delivers fast relief. Call 1-800-391-1948 now to learn more about SpineDoc's holistic back relief. The first 100 orders will get a free upgrade to our deluxe system and free shipping. That's a savings of over 25%. To learn more, visit betterbackforlife.com or call 1-800-391-1948. That's 1-800-391-1948. SpineDoc, a better back for life.
Americans are becoming frustrated with the personal and political battles they face daily. Rage is growing quickly. Recognizing this issue before it escalates is key, and Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson has already taken action by writing From Rage to Responsibility. This amazing book contains the information you need to begin taking responsibility for your feelings and your life. Be a part of the solution and not the problem. To order From Rage to Responsibility, call 1-800-411-2663 or go to bondinfo.org.
Are you in need of a powerful speaker for an upcoming event or meeting? Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson stands apart from the rest. His wisdom and aura truly capture the audience's attention and their hearts. Covering a wide variety of topics, ranging from political to spiritual issues, Jesse Peterson is able to speak at any type of event. Call his speaking event coordinator, Sherry Johnson, at 1-800-411-BOND. That's 1-800-411-2663.
If you're listening now, you're probably familiar with conservative talk show host Jesse Lee Peterson, the founder and president of the nonprofit organization Bond. You see him on television, at speaking engagements, and on the internet. But there's also another way to bring his common sense message home. At the Bond store, our extensive variety of Jesse's books, CDs, and DVDs provide the insight and understanding that will help see you through any and all of life's challenges. You can also browse from our collection of T-shirts and sweatshirts for sale. Make the Bond Store your self-help headquarters and know that every purchase made will help Bond continue its mission. So whether it's for yourself or a gift for a loved one, visit the Bond Store online at bondinfo.org, bondaction.org, or call 1-800-411-2663. That's 1-800-411-2663.
I'm Jesse Lee Peterson, talking about the death of Bin Laden and Barack Obama and how is he dealing with this. Moeen Khawaja is with me. He is the executive director of CARE out of Philadelphia, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Moeen, according to the ABC News, they are reporting that, according to the intelligence gained from Bin Laden's compound, one of al-Qaeda's strategies is to recruit recent black American Muslims converts in order to increase racial tension to accomplish their goal of jihad in America. Are you surprised by this?
You know, I'm not. I think al-Qaeda is pretty sick. You know, they're going to try every possible way. I recall even maybe 5 or 6 years ago, they had tried something similar with Native Americans. Didn't quite work out. And so they understand that some African Americans may have some grievances against America that they can exploit. But I don't think it's going to work out. You know, African Americans, for the most part, are well-integrated. They feel that, you know, this is their home, this is their country. It just goes to show you that how desperate they were. You know, I think we should, as sick as that is, we should take that as a good sign that al-Qaeda probably couldn't recruit people anymore, so they had to expand somewhere else. They were having trouble finding guys, perhaps even in Pakistan or Afghanistan. So they were like, gosh, I mean, we don't know where else to go. Let's just think of something. So I might take that as a sign of desperation from them.
Well, I can see how it can easily be done because most black people have been recruited by godless evil men like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, the NAACP, and a lot of the black preachers. Let me finish the point. The National Organization of Women, they abuse black Americans. The gay movement abused black Americans. It's real easy to use black folks to carry out evil works because most of them are so angry. They're angry at white Americans. They're angry at the country. So I can see where it could easily be done.
Okay, you can have your positions on Al Sharpton and NAACP, but you surely don't believe that they're the same evil as Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
They're not as evil as bin Laden, but the control and the deception that they use in order to control black Americans is evil. You would agree to that, right?
No, I certainly would not call folks evil who have tried to promote civil rights and stuff. You can disagree with their tactics, but back to Al-Qaeda trying to recruit Americans, black Americans, I just think it's a sign of Al-Qaeda on its way down. I think that just shows how desperate they are, and I think they would be resoundingly rejected. I think this is, certainly terrorism is not going to end, but I think this is the beginning of a long-term end to Al-Qaeda and their ideology.
I don't think that, I think it shows how smart they are because they understand how anger works. And they know that most blacks are angry, and in that state of anger, they can be controlled. So I thought it was quite smart of them to come up with that idea. Look at Louis Farrakhan. I'm sure you will agree with me that Louis Farrakhan has successfully recruited and gained a little power by recruiting black men from prisons and jails and in the inner cities for his own personal gain. So if he can do it, why shouldn't or why can't the Al-Qaeda do it?
Right. I think you do make a point that anger is exploited very easily by sharp and sophisticated leaders. You're right about that. But if you look at the folks who disagree with, such as Al Sharpton and Farrakhan, they're still African Americans who are native to this land. People recognize them. The folks they recruited feel that they're one of their own. If somebody from the Middle East or overseas came over and tried that, I just think that would not be a recognizable face to people who were born and raised here and whose family has been here for generations.
Would you follow a man like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Louis Farrakhan?
I mean, what do you mean? If I was African American, would I? You'd have to put me in a completely different set of shoes.
Would not? Life. How about the fact that you're not a black man and you are able to see, on the outside looking in? Would you follow those type of people?
Well, I'm not going to join you in condemning them, but I do see a lot of good work they've done. I do see a lot
of... Like what? What have they done? Give me one example, because of time, one example of something that they have done that's good.
Well, just the whole civil rights movement in general, from Martin Luther King onward. If you look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that's a huge piece of legislation that enables minorities to have fair treatment in the workplace, the schools, and
Do you think blacks are better off today or worse?
I think progress has been made. I certainly could not find too many minorities, African Americans, who want to go back to the 50s when people were drinking out of different water fountains and have been forced to go to different restaurants.
So do you think they're better off today or worse prior to the civil rights movement?
Absolutely better off. I mean, I couldn't imagine going back to a time like that.
Let me ask a final question here. The Muslim Brotherhood, from all the reports that we're getting, are trying to take over in Egypt and other parts of the world. Do CARE denounce the Muslim Brotherhood? Do you denounce them?
We denounce any terrorist organization. And the Brotherhood, as I know, is on its way down and has actually explicitly stated that they themselves have denounced terrorism. So we appreciate that they've denounced terrorism.
But do you denounce Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a terrorist organization. They've announced it. If they have spawned, like, for example, Hamas has been spawned off by the Muslim Brotherhood and is a terrorist organization, we certainly doubt that. But if you look at what's happening in Egypt, it's a very healthy sign that young people have taken to, you know, Twitter and Facebook. They've organized and they said, listen, we don't want anyone else. We don't want religious people in charge. We don't want Muslim Brotherhood in charge. We want a real democracy where everyone has an equal voice. And yes, the Muslim Brotherhood has tried to infiltrate that, but I don't think they're going to be accepted. People are getting tired of the way things were done in the old times. And if you look at what's happening in Egypt, they're really on their way towards a secular democracy. And it's an even bigger point because this happened in January.
Because of time, you're saying no, the Muslim Brotherhood should not be allowed to rise up in Egypt or anywhere else in the world. Why haven't we seen a celebration or an appreciation for the neighbor seal from the Muslim community?
I think similarly to Christianity, both Christianity and Islam, you don't really celebrate death.
We're totally out of time. Thank you so much, sir, for coming on with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the invitation.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment to take your calls, folks.